Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking too. So it's been happening for a few days now. I talked to Jimmy a little bit last night, and then I thought I was still connected to the system, and I was sitting there going, "Oh, the system's hung up, and I don't hear no audio." So I went to the IP phone, and Jimmy's talking to Al, and I'm going, "Well, that's weird. What the hell's going on with the repeater again?" So I go back over to the Pi Star, and it says it's connected, but it's not there. It's not connected at all. So I disconnect, try to reconnect, and it wouldn't connect. So this morning, I took their firmware or their software or whatever you want to call it, the Pi Star software, and I redid the whole entire thing. And their copy is still causing the problem. I don't know what they did to their copy, but there's something screwed up. So I got pissed, of course, because I kind of lose patience in this crap. And I went to the ICOM software, and I haven't had any problems since. Now, I did think it was an internet issue, too. I thought maybe, I did change the a bridge over there from 2.4 to 5 gigahertz. Maybe the signal's poor. But no, that's not the problem. And that was the first thing I did look at yesterday. Was it yesterday? No, maybe it was the day before. That was the first thing I looked at. And this morning, actually, I changed the firmware out from ASUS firmware to Merlin, because Merlin software is so much better. So anyway, now I'm running ICOM software, which seems to help. I mean, my key-ups are really fast. I'm holding a nice steady signal, obviously. I'm sitting here watching the dashboard, and I don't know what the hell happened to Pi Star. And I like Pi Star because I have a little bit more control. It's all dashboard controllable, where the ICOM software, I have to physically manually get into PuTTY and do my controlling. But I can control most of the repeater with the radio anyway. K is a QBK.